One of the main things that we're focusing on is to make sure that the regional response to the Ebola crisis works out well. We've, of course, done our part to work, particularly in West Africa, to make sure that the level of infections, the number of cases in the three most affected countries of Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone decreases. In addition, there are some regional conflicts and crises that we're working to try to get progress on. The Secretary General wants there to be some movement forward in resolving the crisis in South Sudan, where, as you know, for more than 1 year, you've had divisions between President Salva Kiir's forces and those loyal to Riek Machar.
So we can expect those points to be in his opening address to the Assembly of the African Union?
Yes, he's expected to talk about that. He's also, by the way, expected to talk about other crises in the region, including the one in Nigeria, the problems caused by Boko Haram, not just in Nigeria, but in other neighboring countries.
Is this year's meeting of the African heads of states different from last, given these new threats? You mentioned Ebola, of course, there's Boko Haram. Will it be taking place in a different kind of atmosphere?
Well, certainly there are newer challenges that the heads of state of the African Union have to deal with. In terms of some of the conflicts and situations we've been dealing with, many of them are issues that have been on the table for some time. As you know, the situation in the Democratic Republic of the Congo has been on the table for many years. But there are some new challenges. And of course, with the sort of crisis posed in recent months by Ebola, you have other challenges that go beyond the framework of political conflicts or armed conflicts between parties.
How would you say the relationship between the UN and the AU has evolved recently?
The UN has had a very positive relationship with the African Union, and we've been working very closely with them in a number of efforts. As you know, in Mali, for example, the UN has just taken over from an African Union force that had been on the ground before them. You've seen the UN and the African Union coordinate on a joint force in Darfur. And in country after country, we've been working to try to resolve situations so that we bring to bear the expertise of the region and the continent as a whole to our own diplomatic efforts.
Now, the Secretary General is scheduled to hold a series of meetings with different heads of states. Do you know which ones he'll be meeting with?
Well, some of the schedule that he's had has had to be altered a bit because of a snowstorm that took place in New York earlier this week. And so we've had to have the Secretary General's travels be about a day shorter than it would have been otherwise. So we're scrambling to adjust the schedule, but at the same time, he is going to try to meet not just with the leadership of the African Union, but with a number of the heads of state who are gathered there.
What kind of an entourage does he travel with to these kinds of meetings?
Well, he travels with a lot of his senior advisors dealing with Africa and dealing with political affairs and other related matters. So, for example, the Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, Jeffrey Feltman, was already traveling over to the region. We have the people who are his special coordinators dealing with Ebola, the people who deal with the various peacekeeping missions in the region. So it's a fairly large delegation.
And recent media reports indicated that Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe could possibly be the next African Union chairperson. Has this information gotten to the spokesperson's office?
Certainly, we're aware of the news. Obviously, it's the choice of the leaders of the African Union to appoint their leadership as they see fit. Of course, we hope that as they do that, they take into account the need to put forward the ideals of good governance and respect for human rights with whomever they choose.